Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show. How do you separate your cleaning company from all the other cleaning companies in your local area?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. The answer? You create an irresistible offer. That irresistible offer, it includes the things that they are doing, but what are the other things that you're able to do, you're able to provide to your customer that they're not doing, that makes it irresistible to your customer? So when I first got in business, I was not in the cleaning industry. I was actually in the fitness industry. And my first 3 years of business, I made a whopping $135,000 in 3 years. Right, I was struggling to get by, barely paying my bills. And the reason why is because I was focused on me and my problems and my small itty bitty tiny issues that I had going on, right? And so the reason that I stayed small for so long is because I was focused on my problems and not on my customers' problems. And so when I realized I was making this mistake, I started focusing on my customer. My next 3 years of business, I went from making $135,000 my first 3 years to then making over $1 million my next 3 years, simply by focusing on solving my customers' problems rather than putting my problems in front of mind. So when it came to the cleaning company, I started to think about this right away. What does the client need? What do they want? What is ideal circumstance for a cleaning client? And so when I started to go through this process, I started to realize that all the other cleaning companies in my area, they didn't realize what the game was. They were so focused on their own problems, on staying small, on solving their money problems, on solving their family problems, that they could not get out of their own way to solve the actual customer's problems. So luckily for you, the chances of that happening in your area is very, very high as well. So if you actually want to separate yourself, the very first thing you need to do, start focusing on your customer rather than focusing on you. And so that means that, are you going to do things that you don't necessarily want to do? Yes. Are you going to do things that make you uncomfortable? Yes. Okay? And so these little things is what separates you giving more value than your competitors do. But ultimately, it actually has less to do with your competitors and more to do with you and your ability to look in your customer's eyes and be in their brain and say, how do I solve your problems? How do you fall in love with your customer? And that is the secret. So, but let's get a little bit more strategic here and give you some examples of what does the customer actually want? Who is your ideal customer, right? Are they somebody who owns a small office? Are they somebody who owns a business? Are they somebody who owns a luxury home? Are they just somebody who owns a freaking home? Who is your ideal customer? First, you must know who that person is. And then once you understand who your customer is, what the hell do they want? What do they want in their life, right? Do they want someone to come into their home and clean it? Is that what they actually want? Absolutely freaking not, right? Is that what has to happen in order for them to get what they want? Absolutely yes, right? But I'm telling you, you are the last thing that's on their mind. In fact, they have so many other freaking problems, they are so distracted that they need to remove something off their plate, like cleaning. So as much as we believe that they actually give a crap about the person coming in their home and they actually give a crap about the service, they don't. They care about the end result. And so if you understand that, then you're able to line your service up. You're able to line your process up to solve their problems, okay? So what do they want, okay? So what does your ideal customer want? Number one, they want to walk into a clean, peaceful property, right? Without having to lift a finger. They don't want to do it themselves. They want to take things away from what they're doing and cleaning one of those things, okay? The next thing they want, they want their attention back, right? And so when they hire you, they're hiring you to get the benefit of cleaning the home, yes, but the main thing they're hiring you for is to get their attention back so they can focus on the things that are priority to them. Maybe it's their business as well, right? Maybe it's their family, maybe it's their kids, maybe they have other things going on, but really what they're doing is they're saying, I want my attention back, please give it back to me, okay? And so you, as a business, think about that, like don't add more things to their plate. Try to make the process as seamless and consistent and as peaceful as possible. Okay. Next thing they want, they do want consistency, right? They want to be able to walk into a home after the first time and say, hey, please do this again and again and again. And they want it to happen the same way over and over and over again. Okay, so having standard operating procedures, doing things a certain way, not just going through and just saying, oh, I feel like doing it this way today. I feel like doing this. Consistency is so valuable. Okay. The next thing they want is they want someone to actually show up when they say they're going to show up. Okay. So if you say you're going to be there at 8 a.m., by golly, be there at 7:55. Okay. Not at 7:45, because again, they don't want you there early. Be there at 7:55. Be there 5 minutes early, 5 to 10 minutes early. Okay. Don't get there at 8:30. Okay. Be there when you say you're going to be there. Now, if you have an afternoon clean, now those things are going to be variable. So you need to set the expectation like, hey, we're going to be here between 12 and 1 p.m. Okay. And so, by golly, if you're not going to be there between 12 and 1 p.m., you need to send them a message. You need to let them know like, hey, our first clean is running long. We're going to be there between 1 and 2 p.m. Just want to let you know. Okay. It's important. Show up when you're going to say you're going to show up. Okay. And if you can't show up when you're going to say you're going to show up, then let them know that you can no longer follow through with what you said you're going to do before. And then say, set the new expectation, but continue to communicate, which is the next thing we're talking about. They want to be communicated with. Okay. So if you are a solo cleaner, for an example, how the heck are you going to be able to communicate with someone throughout the day when you're waking up at 7 o'clock, getting to your first clean by 7:50, and then cleaning from 8 to 11, 8 to 12, and then doing your second clean from 1 to 4, 1 to 5, when are you going to be able to communicate with your cleans that you did the day before? When are you going to ask them for feedback? When are you going to try to convert them from initial cleans into reoccurring cleans? You can't, okay? And so this is where you actually hire an office staff. Like, this is one of the most important people you can have, is someone who's full-time in the office, someone to respond to text messages, to make phone calls to people, to serve them. As much as this is about a cleaning service, it is even more about a just service, to have somebody that they can communicate with in a timely and clear manner. Okay? So communication, one of the most highest valued things that people actually give a crap about. Okay? The next thing that a cleaning client wants is they want trust. They want to be able to trust the people who are in their properties. Okay? So you have a good reputation. Like, dress nicely. Okay? When you have a team, send their bios to the cleaner or to the clients. Let them know who's coming to their home. Let them know about the people who are coming into their homes, who know who have their door codes to their garages and to their doors. Okay? Put them at peace knowing that, hey, you've done background checks, you know who these people are, and guess what? You put their contact information in there so that if something does happen, they can reach out to them. And it also puts accountability on the cleaner as well to say, hey, like, the client knows who's coming in. Like, we give them all this information. So they get to say, hey, maybe I should do a really good job first and foremost. But secondly, if that little doubt comes in that they want to steal something or they want it, or something's going, or something bad's going to happen, guess who's going to be responsible for it? Guess who's the first person that they're going to look at? And the client's going to have their phone number. Okay? So important. Puts accountability on the cleaner, but also gives peace of mind to the customer to know who's coming into their home. Okay? And then lastly, along with the peace of mind of not only people coming to their home, but like, what if you don't do a good job, right? If this is the first time that a client's experiencing you, they want peace of mind to know that you're going to make it right. And so offering a service guarantee saying that we will make this right and we will come back as many times as possible, as many times as we need, in order to make sure that you are satisfied, it puts the client at peace knowing, you know what? Okay, well, like, what do I have to lose? Like, if they don't do what they said they're going to do, then they said they're going to come back. That puts a pressure on them rather than on me as the client. And so when you're able to do that, you're able to create an irresistible offer that separates yourself from everybody else, but also just puts the peace of mind for the customer to say, you know what? I trust you. I trust you with my money because you know what? You said you were going to do what you said you're going to do. And let's say that the situation is not reconcilable from you coming back and fixing it. Like, are you prepared to give all the money back? Are you prepared to do it for free? Are you prepared to comp the clean? Because you didn't deliver on the service you said you were going to do. Whether that's a miscommunication on your end or on their end, who's going to take responsibility for it? And so when you're able to do that as a company, you're able to say, hey, worst case scenario, if you don't like what's going to happen, like, we will literally comp your clean. We will discount it. We will make it so you feel right at the end of this clean. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to take that pressure on? Because I'm telling you what, if you're not willing to do that, then you think the customer wants to do that? You think that they want to take the responsibility for taking on a service that they never experienced and they never had before? And so when you're able to do that, you're able to give value to the customer that nobody else is willing to do. But again, it's not about everybody else, but it's about you. And what are you willing to do? Are you willing to put the pressure on yourself to deliver on the service you said you're going to do? And so that is how you create an irresistible offer for a cleaning company, is you put the focus on the customer. You say, how do I serve you the best, right? There's so many other little things that you can do. You can offer them guides to how to keep their cleans, how to keep their homes clean in between your cleans, right? You can teach them how to do laundry. There's so many different things that you can give to them, but when you're focused on them and you're looking and you're asking them what their problems are, that's how you create irresistible offers. That's how you separate yourself from everybody else. And ultimately, it's getting yourself out of the way and saying, hey, I'm willing to put the pressure on me, and I'm willing to take the risk on my end to serve you as the customer. And that is the most irresistible offer that you can give. So if you got any value from this, you're a cleaning business owner, hey, comment down below, share with somebody else who needs to hear this. Let's go.